So, great brewery here. We kicked off on this site in 1860. Joseph Holt started brewing beers in 1849. He had about 11 or 12 years elsewhere, then moved to this site. And we've got lots of lovely old buildings with lots of lovely old bits of kitting, not all of which we use anymore, but we like to keep them for a bit of history.
What is this? This is like a giant steel wheel.
We're stood next to an old steam engine here that we would have used years ago.
Wow.
So we've got bits of kit like this knocking around the site.
So not working?
No, not working at all.
But just nice to have a reminder of where you
That's
started.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, it's a piece of our history. Walk past the laboratory now. So in the laboratory, we can check things like the ABV of a beer, make sure that we're sending it out at the right strength, check what the colour of a beer is. People don't want to have one pint that's one colour and then another cask or keg gets switched to and all of a sudden it's gone paler or darker or anything else like that. So we've got to be consistent all the time. We can check the bitterness of a beer. We can check all kinds of things. And that's what we're doing in the laboratory.
So the laboratory is a room in front of us and there's a glass window so we can look in. And there's a gentleman in there now on the computer looking very serious.
A very serious man.
So we've just come in through the doors and up the stairs where kind of all the main equipment seems to be. And it's a lot more noisier in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit noisier in here. We just got kit running. We're brewing. We're brewing today, so yeah, you can hear that background hum. That is the brewery at work. We just walked into the mill room. So this is where we're going to mill the malt. So we're going to grind that malt. And inside the mill, we've got four great big metal rollers in two pairs. And the malt moves between those rollers and it gets crushed open. And we're trying to keep the husk on the outside of the malt intact. And all the starch that's inside, we're trying to expose it to open it up. We're not trying to make flour here. We're just trying to crush that malt open. Okay. So, Matt, we're up by the mash tuns now.
By the what, sorry?
The mash tuns.
What's that?
So, we're going to take our crushed malt and it's called grist. Once you've crushed your malt, you call it grist. And we've got a grist case above us. It's like an inverted triangle, I suppose, to describe it for your listeners. And our crushed malt, our grist, is going to drop down there and we're going to add water to it. We don't tend to refer to it as water in a brewery, we call it liquor. And we've got a big screw and the water and the malt mixed together and it drops into our mash tun. And if you have a look in there, you'll see it's got metal plates in the bottom with slits in.
So this is just basically a giant metal drum, isn't it?
A giant metal drum. It's got plates in the bottom with slits in. And our mash is going to sit in there. And when I said before about crushing the malt open and our husk forming a filter bed, all of our husk will sit on there. We'll get all the sugars from the starch coming out. And we'll take that off through that false bottom. So we'll get a lovely sugary syrupy solution coming off through those plates and we call that wort.
Ah, this is a bit quieter.
This is our hop store. I'm going to get you to play with some hops if you'd like.
Yeah, great.
So let's have a look.
Oh, you can really smell it as well.
Here's some Liberty. So this is the hop we used for the body of the beer, for the bitterness.
And this is an American hop.
Yep, they're all American hops that we've put into this brew. So if you stick your hand in there and give that a rub and have a sniff of that.
Oh yeah.
So you can imagine just how aromatic and pungent and kind of.
Do you know, just from smelling this, I can almost begin to taste how it is going to be.
It's lovely playing with these ingredients and putting them together and seeing what we can get from them. Once the beer's fermented out, we'll have a taste of it as a brewing team and we'll decide what hops we want to put in at the very, very last stage. So the guys down here are taking beer from the vessels upstairs and filling it into the casks. So the tubs that have come back from trade, that have been washed out, they come back across the road here to be filled with fresh beer and the cycle continues.
I just want to point out from where he's filling it, there's then a conveyor belt going across the floor. It almost looks like a sushi bar, but with kegs of beer going across.
There's conveyors and chains everywhere and lifts. We're an old-fashioned style of brewery. Everything starts out at the top and works its way down to the bottom. We use gravity. But once you've got down to the bottom and you've filled your casks, you've got to get them back upstairs somehow to get them out onto the drays. So you'll see conveyors and chains and lifts going on all over the place.